Greetings, music lovers. And also those of you who think that a fugue is a serious difference of opinion between two Kentucky mountaineers. The hallowed hour is struck, and once again, we bring you a concert by the no-doubt world-renowned Chamber Music Society of Lower Basin Street, featuring the music of the three B's, Barrel House, Boogie Woogie, and the Blues. Tonight's program is indeed one of our finer aesthetic efforts, designed solely with the idea of giving culture a sock in the puss. Our conductors, of course, are Maestro Paul Laval with his 10 bentwig woodwinds and the Dixieland Octet of that former concertmeister of the Dublin Philharmonic, Dr. Patrick Henry Levine. Both our conductors, by the way, will appear with our guest instrumentalist, Professor Bert Schaeffler, whose piano virtuosity is known throughout the world in every concert hall which has a jukebox. Our vocalist is Mademoiselle Diane Courtney, who was exposed to opera at the Eastman School, but who developed on the mellow side. As a guest commentator, we are privileged to have with us the noted writer and music critic, Professor Samuel Chotsinoff, who dropped in by mistake while looking for the new Sixth Avenue subway. But the house lights go down, and Dr. Levine is being poured onto the podium. And to limber up, the good doctor chins himself a couple of times on his own breath. And now we hear Amapola. Writer and music critic, Professor Samuel Chotsinoff is with us tonight. We're trying to maintain as much dignity as possible, if any. For instance, Maestro Laval is all dressed up in striped trousers and a frock coat, borrowed from a friend who works in a funeral parlor. Dr. Levine is wearing a stylishly cut beefsteak over his left eye. And because we want to be dignified, we have asked Mademoiselle Diane Courtney not to sing the current ballad, Jim. Instead, she will now sing the current ballad, James, interpreted in a tempo, There's a Tear in My Beer, Dear.
Why am I sitting alone tonight when I could be out where the lights are bright? It's all because of Jim. It's all because of Jim. Why am I wasting these precious years? And why am I crying these bitter tears? It's all because of Jim. It's all because of Jim. Jim, doesn't ever bring me pretty flowers. Jim never tries to cheer my lonely hours. Don't know why I'm so crazy for Jim. Jim never tells me I'm his heart's desire. I never seem to set his love afire. Gone are the years I've wasted on him. Sometimes when I get feeling low, I say, let's call it quits. And then I hang on and let him go, breaking my heart in bits. Someday I know that Jim will up and leave me, but even if he does, you can't believe me. I'll go on carrying a torch for Jim. Sometimes when I get feeling low, I say, let's call it quits. And then I hang on and let him go, breaking my heart in bits. Oh, someday I know that Jim will up and leave me, but even if he does, you can't believe me. I'll go on carrying a torch for Jim.
The serious pianist brilliance of our guest instrumentalist, Professor Bert Schaeffler, has won him so much international fame that it can be truly said of him, quote, his name is a byword among all six of his friends, unquote. Also, he is famous as an arranger, so tonight he will display both his distinguished talents. He will display both, but just to prevent Professor Schaeffler getting any false ideas, he will be paid for only one, since we are strictly from sustaining. Professor Bert Schaeffler at the piano is now joined by Maestro Laval on clarinet, Dr. Levine on trumpet, Professor Alfred Lewis Evans on the clarinet, Professor Lemuel Q. Leviton on contrabass, Professor Antonio Respighi Colucci on gitbox, and Professor Harry Sneezy Stittman on skins. The selection is programmed The Peanut Vendor, a work known more familiarly to musicians simply as The Nuts. Professor Bert Schaeffler at the piano in his own arrangement of The Peanut Vendor. As you all know, fellow members, Professor Samuel Chotzinoff is NBC's director of music, and as such is Maestro Laval's boss. Knowing that Professor Chotzinoff goes in mostly for serious music, Maestro Laval has programmed Johann Sebastian Bach's Suite H-Moll, Maestro Laval being one musician who knows on which side his contract is buttered. The H-Moll, incidentally, is merely Bach's quaint way of saying B-flat, which the music will be before Maestro Laval gets through with it. And the moll, of course, is no relation to Dr. Levine's new trombone player, Professor Miff Moll. The work was written by Bach for flute and clavichord, but Maestro Laval has rewritten it for guitar and piccolo, as he was fresh out of clavichords. Maestro Paul Laval's version of Bach's Suite H-Moll, now renamed the Bach side of Basin Street. The intermission in tonight's concert by the Chamber Music Society of Lower Basin Street. Concerning Professor Chotzinoff's visit with us tonight, we are in receipt of an official NBC memo, which we now read to you. Quote, "While Professor Chotzinoff is around, you Basin Streeters, please try to mend your ways, as he is not used to appearing with gut bucket artists. Please try to remember also that he is commentator on the NBC Symphony Concerts. Gentlemen, please. Such professional jealousy." That memo, by the way, was signed by the executive officer, Company Q, 35th Regiment of NBC Vice Presidents. Here is Professor Samuel Chotzinoff.
Thank you, Dr. McCarthy. As you all know, fellow members, so-called jazz music is somewhat out of my usual line. As for much of the popular music being played today, confidentially, I think it...
Professor Chotsinov.
Well, I still think so. Just the same, jazz is a distinctly American idiom, and as such, it is important. This importance is indicated over and over again by the number of listeners who write letters about this program. I would like to comment on some of this mail, just as I do on another NBC concert series, New American Music. For instance, here is a letter from Mr. William Joseph of Brooklyn. He says, "When my wife's baby was born about a month ago, she even prevailed on the doctor to let her leave for the hospital a half hour later that Monday evening so she wouldn't miss the program." Now, a letter such as this makes us wonder whether any other radio program could cause Mr. Stork to take a 30-minute tacit. Mr. J.B. Doherty of Arlington, Massachusetts, writes, "Yours till the corn is ripe." Dr. Levine tells me that this is a jazz expression meaning from hunger. We have received repeated cards from an old friend of the society, Martin M. Hellman, captain of New York City garbage scow number 13, in which Mr. Hellman has definitely pointed out the striking similarity between this program and his chosen profession. Now, those are just a few samples of the more complimentary letters. Thousands of them from all kinds of people. They like American jazz, possibly because jazz is truly American. Some of my music critic colleagues may not agree with me, but jazz is a definite part of our American culture.
Professor Chotsinov, we are delighted to hear this statement from such a renowned critic as yourself, who has been steeped in the music of the old masters. By the way, Professor, what do you think would be Beethoven's reaction to Basin Street?
Basin Street? Oh, I doubt if he was ever New Orleans. But I'm sure that if Beethoven had lived to hear some of the music featured on this program, which fortunately he didn't, he would have not disdained to appropriate some of the clever harmonies and counterpoints.
You mean that if he had heard us on the air, his Fifth Symphony would not have been what it is today?
It certainly would not. Beethoven's Fifth Symphony would have been a killer diller. Yes, solid gait.
Thank you, Professor Chotsinov. You know, in spite of his long hair, he sounds like a pretty good guy. As we mentioned earlier, fellow members, Dr. Levine has a new trombone player named Professor Milfred Miff Mole, one of the greatest living exponents of the asbestos-lined sludge pump. Professor Miff was a member of the no-doubt world-renowned original Memphis Five, as all of you know who have read your history books. When he generally begins to pump on his tailgate trombone, he has been known to give black eyes to people in the second row of the audience. Dr. Levine presents Professor Miff Mole in the Georgia Blues, a special arrangement by Professor Red Bone, known more familiarly to his friends simply as T-Bone. Dr. Hot Lips Levine's Dixieland version of the early American classic, Georgia Blues. recently we told you that Mademoiselle Diane Courtney has achieved stardom. That occurred when she filled out a vacant split week as featured vocalist at the Starlight Roof, Municipal Lodging House Number 3. Since then, she has also become prominent as a radio actress specializing in romantic leads. For instance, listen to how she plays a love scene.
Oh, Derek, my love, you are such a swine.
See what we mean? Of course, Mademoiselle Courtney is first of all a singer, and we now hear her interpret the native classic, Swing Low, Sweet Chariot. Professor Bert Schefter, the great pianist, again returns to our concert stage, and he is again to be assisted by our two conductors and their motley crew. This time, Professor Schefter is to demonstrate his arrangement of Solveig's song by Grieg. Professor Schefter rearranged this work by dipping it into a boiling solution of two parts Daddy and one part Hutsut. If you should hear a dry, rattling sound while the work is being played, don't blame it on static. That will be Professor Grieg rapidly revolving in his grave. Professor Bert Schefter at the piano and Solveig's song.
Thank you.
And so, fellow members, we have parted the nose of another one. Next week at this time, the Chamber Music Society of Lower Basin Street invites you to listen again to all our regulars and to welcome as our special guests that sensational quartet, the Four Inkspots, who will sing, play, and also serve as intermission commentators. Until then, adieu, which is French for skip the gutter, Giacomo.
Your chairman of the Chamber Music Society of Lower Basin Street has been Dr. Giacomo Potato Face McCarthy. This is the National Broadcasting Company, RCA Building Radio City, New York.